February 15, wise or foolish. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Matthew 25, 1 and 2. We are not to rest in the idea that because we are church members we are saved, while we give no evidence that we are conformed to the image of Christ. While we cling to our old habits and weave our fabric with the threads of worldly ideas and customs, the 10 virgins are watching in the evening of this earth's history. All claim to be Christians. All have a call, a name, a lamp, and all claim to be doing God's service. All apparently watch for his appearing, but 5 are wanting. 5 will be found surprised, dismayed outside the banquet hall. We are represented either by the wise or by the foolish virgins. There are many who will not remain at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. They have not a knowledge of his ways. They are not prepared for his coming. They have made a pretense of waiting for their Lord. They have not watched and prayed with that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. They have lived a life of carelessness. They have heard and assented to the truth, but they have never brought it into their practical life. The oil of grace is not feeding their lamps, and they are not prepared to enter into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Be not like the foolish virgins who take for granted that the promises of God are theirs while they do not follow the injunction of Christ. Christ teaches us that profession is nothing. If any man will come after me, he says, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. When we stand the test of God in the refining, purifying process, then a furnace fire consumes the dross and the true gold of a purified character appears. We may still say with Paul, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.